From where I was staying near the Los Angeles and Glendale border near Silver Lake, there was hurricane force winds starting yesterday up to 100 miles an hour, some reports say. And that was dramatic enough. There's a lot of damage, including trees falling, trees blocking roadways, and the windstorm itself knocked out power lines. A lot of Burbank was out of power. My power went out for a little bit. By this morning, all of central Los Angeles was filled with really dense smoke, lots of ash in the air. Silver Lake didn't get evacuated. Formally, there was no mandatory evacuation yet, but the neighboring areas of Glendale and La Cañada Flint Ridge, they're under evacuation from the Eaton Fire, which is approaching central Los Angeles from the northeast. And then, of course, there's all of the smoke coming in from the Palisades. So the sky was pretty much blacked out with smoke. And even for people who weren't under mandatory evacuation, a lot of people, including myself, definitely felt that it was really important to get out of the city, because it's hard to speculate how fast will the fires continue to burn, how far into the urban areas will it go. There's already been 70,000 people who've been evacuated, and I think a big worry is if and when the fire begins to spread more into the metro area, how hard would it be to get out? Today, it wasn't that hard to get out of the city. There was some traffic, as to be expected. There's always traffic in Los Angeles, but it was not as bad as I feared. I feel lucky to have gotten out, and I really hope that Metro LA can be spared, and I hope that the fires can be put out soon.